Welcome to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I'm your host, Lisa Huff. Over the last 5 years, I've coached hundreds of hairstylists and beauty industry professionals, helping them work their dream schedules exclusively with their dream clientele and earn their dream income, all while fostering genuine connections and lifelong friendships inside the beauty industry. In this podcast, we dive deep into abundance, manifestation, business building strategies, and creating a life that you are truly proud of, both behind the chair and at home. Are you ready to embark on a journey of personal growth, success, and sisterhood? Then hit that subscribe button now and get ready to experience the pure magic of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Welcome back to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I am joined today by Sam Huber, the Director of Sales at PIP University, which is a salon business education platform that helps restructure hair salons to increase profit and team growth. I crossed paths with Sam because a few episodes back, I had Anna Lambert from the Woo Woo Hairstylist podcast on, and she was singing the praises of the ladies at PIP University. So I reached out and asked Samantha if she'd like to come on the podcast and get to know her as well. Samantha, thank you so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm good, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about like what your role is, your everyday life. Like, what's your job?
So I have the best job in the world. And I love getting to say that. So my role has shifted a little bit in the last couple of months at PIP. So when Heather first started the company in 2018, it was really just her and I, and we had no idea what we were doing. So PIP University stands for Positively Impacting People. And we have our flagship program, Rich Life CEO. And then we had a second program, Rich Life Hairstylist, which is how we met Anna. She was actually one of the first students that we had.
Founding members.
Yeah. When that launched, we don't have Rich Life Hairstylist anymore. We've kind of phased out of that. So we're just focused on W2, you know, team-based salon owners. But so when Heather first started it and I was helping her kind of get everything together, you know, we had no idea how to build a course, how to market and do anything. You know, Instagram reels weren't a thing yet. And so her and I were really just trying to figure out. So my role back then was a little bit of everything, marketing, sales, our website, learning.
Just like the right-hand woman. Yeah.
Yes. Like learning what a funnel was.
So can I ask this? Cause I don't know Heather yet. I'm just getting to know Sam for the first time right now. So did she already start the company and then you came on, or did you two truly like found it together? Like how did that process take place?
So it's definitely her brainchild. So PIP University started out as a Facebook group in 2016. So owns a salon in Louisville, Kentucky that I managed. And she started this idea of PIP and like what we wanted to teach. She was making like YouTube content and just, she had no idea kind of like what it
was. But it was that like rise of the digital platforms.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. So then she needed a breakthrough. Like she was at a spot in her life where she was like, I need a breakthrough. I need to know where this needs to go. So she said, you know, the only thing that I think that I cannot do in my life is run a marathon. So she signed up to run the Nashville Rock and Roll Marathon in April of 2016.
Wow.
And so she was training and training and training and training. And a few weeks before she was to run the Nashville Marathon, it was the Boston Marathon. So her and I flew up to Boston to watch the runners cross the finish line for, you know, like motivation and like all that stuff. So while we were there, we toured Harvard's campus and we were walking around, and I get goosebumps telling the story every time. And she was like, both of us were just so fascinated by these people, and they're going to Harvard and they're going to be lawyers and like work on the street, like all this stuff. And we were just so inspired by it. We got back and she was like, this is what we need for the industry.
In our industry.
Yes. We need an Ivy League business school for hairstylists and salon owners. And so that is what birthed PIP University. So in its first couple of years, like I said, it existed as a Facebook group. Heather was doing some in-person classes. We launched our first like digital product. I think it was in like 2017, 2008. I don't even remember. It sold out, and then Rich Life Hairstylist was born in August of 2018. Then we had Rich Life CEO come in a year later, and then that is kind of how that evolved. So I was managing her salon, and I love being in the salon. I love the industry so much. And Heather is my best friend, so she also knew. She was like, I know that this isn't the end all be all for you. It's so funny. I've dropped out of college and re-enrolled probably 4 times since 2015 because I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew that I loved the salon industry. And so,
Well, let's backtrack because I
yeah.
know we talked before I hit record and you told me that you've never been licensed. I don't think you've said that yet, like on the record. So I guess
Yeah.
let's go back. I wanted
Yeah.
to know
Let's.
your role, but let's go back
Well,
even a little bit. Like, where did you said you were 16 years old when you started in
yeah.
the industry. You've always been in the industry, but you're not licensed yourself. So I guess tell that story a little bit as well.
Yeah, sure. So in 2009, I was a sophomore in high school, junior in high school.
Something like that, yeah.
My dad told me that if I wanted to get a car, that I needed to get a job. So my old softball coach, who is really good friends with my dad, ran into my dad at a fish fry of all things, and she was
That's
starting.
so Kentucky. I love
I know
it.
it's like the most Kentuckiest thing
I'm
ever.
obsessed.
But it's awesome. So her name, and so she, her and my dad were friends, and she was telling my dad, I'm the general manager of this new salon that just opened. Have Sam come out and interview. So I got the job and I started working there when I was a junior in high school. And Heather was an apprentice. So
So that's how you guys first met.
she just
Awesome.
graduated hair school. We became best friends. Of course, Heather is like 5 years older than me. So at that time, our age,
Felt
it was like,
more prevalent.
She was like my big sister, but I loved her so much. And I worked at that salon for about 4.5 years. I left to what I thought I was going to do was to finish school. So I started bartending. Heather and I remained friends. She opened up her salon. So she ended up leaving that salon and opened up her salon, Neat Beat, now in 2013. And I was bartending and she needed help with Salon Biz, which is the salon software that she. And I knew that sucker like the back of my hand. So I just came, I would come into the salon for a couple days a week just to kind of like work the front desk for her because she was busy behind the chair. She had new assistants that she just hired. So we did that for like 6 months. And then in May of 2015, I'll never forget, I was bartending. I was behind the bar on a shift and I got a text message from Heather and she was like, hey, I have a proposition for you. Do you want to meet me at Starbucks tomorrow and talk about
Love
what?
it. Yeah.
I guess. And she asked me if I wanted to come and work at the front desk for her salon full time because she knew
Awesome.
I liked bartending, but it just wasn't. And I
Just
was just,
nobody's end all be all.
and she knew how I was feeling. Like I said, like we were really, really, really close friends at this point. And she just knew that I wasn't happy in my career. And so she was like, why don't you just come and work for the salon? We'll see how it goes. So once I started working at Neat Beat, it was incredible. And I loved the salon that I worked at before. Like I just did it. I couldn't see how that was going to be my career. I knew I loved it, but I was so caught up in this, you need to go to college, you needed to get a degree, you need to get a job in corporate America, like whatever, because that's what all my friends were doing, you know? And so I knew that I loved that, but I still couldn't see the path of like, well, how am I going to make this a career that's going to make me money? So started working at the salon. At this time, Heather is really, really growing the salon. We're gaining a lot of success. We hit 7 figures for the first time in 2017. So the salon had been open for 4 years. So that is kind of when we started being like, maybe we could teach this.
There's something to this,
Yes. Yeah. And so my management, leadership, the business side of things, I had that, that's what I was doing in her salon. And so when Pip was born in 2018, at that time, I had dropped out of college because Heather was like, why do you think that you need to go to school?
What are you trying to
Yeah.
prove?
She's like,
Like,
who? Yeah, literally. What do you think? And I'm like, well, that's just, I think that I need to go because if I don't, how am I going to make any money? And I'll never forget, this was like one of the most pivotal conversations that her and I have ever had in her back in her office at the salon. Cause I told her, I was like, I think I'm going to go back to school. And she was like, why? What do you want to go back to school for? And I'm like, well, I think I need to go back and get either a business degree or whatever it was. And she said, well, what are you going to do with that business degree? And I'm like, I don't
Probably
know.
stay right here.
Yeah.
I support
Oh my God,
you.
it's a piece of paper. And she asked me, she said, "Are you making that decision out of fear or love?" She's like, "And I want you to think about that before you." And I mean, this was like an intense conversation. I'm in, and I'm like, "I'm making it out of fear," like, you know, a little 22-year-old self. And but it was such an eye-opening conversation. And that was when I really started to be like, okay, my life doesn't have to look like I've always been told that it needs to look. I can grow and learn and get an education in whatever way. I
Well,
don't
and
think.
honestly, Sam, you were already at that point helping manage a salon that has hit 7 figures. Chances are you end up going to beauty school. You probably are going to be teaching these people in this room a lot about like what they don't know because you actually did it. Like a business, sure, it for some situations, for some stories, that is like the right path that gets you in the door. But to me, that sounds like that would have been a step backwards. So I'm so glad that she convinced you otherwise from
Oh,
that.
girl, me too, because my life would not look how it looks right now if she hadn't. And that's why Heather and I just love her so much because, and Anna probably feels the same way. Heather just, she cares so much about her friends and the people that she loves that she is willing to have uncomfortable conversations and take a stand for you when you don't. She calls you to greatness and she helps you stand in your own greatness, even when it's uncomfortable. She did not want to sit there and tell her best friend, you don't need to go back to college. She could have just been like, yeah, girl, go ahead.
Chase
Like,
your dreams. Yeah, I'm
but
here anytime.
she knew that that wouldn't work. And she helped me to see that. And it's, I'm so grateful for that because I would have wasted $40
Literally,
going to
yeah.
school for nothing, you know?
Literally. So now fast forward to today. I know you said it sounds like things have been refined in the online space, which makes perfect sense. Like, what's your role today? How do you spend your day-to-day life right now?
Yeah, so I am the director of sales. So I am talking to potential students. I do a lot of our Instagram DMs, making connections, getting on strategy session calls with, you know, potential owners that are wanting to join our program and just building those relationships and getting to talk to salon owners about what they're going through, just to see if we would be a good fit for them. And honestly, I love that so much because, like, yes, I'm in sales. And if for a long time, I didn't like doing sales calls. Like, I actually hated it because it was just, I just felt like it was so uncomfortable. But the more that I learned and the more that I grew into the role, I did a lot of personal development into that skill. And I just really enjoy it because it's like, it's, you get on a call with somebody and I'm like, we're just here to have a conversation. I'm not
Absolutely.
going to try to sit here and sell you something if I think that it is what's going to be the best for you. And so that, I really just enjoy that because it's fun. I love talking to people. I love hearing their story, and just kind of, you know, what their vision is for their business and for their life. And
And then if you can help them, why would you keep that in?
exactly. Yeah.
Love that so much. Okay, now selfishly, I want to start to ask some questions. I don't know quite how much this is going to help the listeners, but I love that I'm in a position now that I can have these conversations. So, how big is the team at PIP? Because I started Stylist Soul Tribe around 2018 as well. We have a very small team, and I'm just curious, since it sounds like you and Heather are kind of these like, right-hand women with each other, how many employees do you guys have? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so it's Heather and I. Heather's mom is also part of our team. She does a lot of our bookkeeping, does a lot of expenses, finances, and all of that. She runs our payroll. So it's us three. We have another person on our admissions team, is what we call sales. His name's Will. So that's four. And then we have, I think, six professors: Jen, Jesse, Aaron, Jessica, Aaron, and Amanda. So there's 11 of them.
Amazing. So they have been through the program and then continue to kind of lead from there.
So that's how we hire our professors, is what we call our coaches in the programs. So they have to have gone through the entire curriculum in order to be a professor because they wouldn't be able to teach it if they hadn't, you know, lived and breathed it.
I love that so much. Have you ever heard of the book Rocket Fuel by its two authors? I forget their names, or no?
I feel like I haven't read it, but that book title sounds
It's
very
so
familiar.
good, and that's what is standing out to me. One, you sound it sounds like you are so lucky to have Heather, and vice versa. She must be so lucky to have you. I have my assistant, my kind of right-hand woman. She co-hosts this podcast with me sometimes. Her name is Leisha, and I remember she was in my program, and she came to me and was just like, "You're a one-woman show. I want to help you out. I don't know what this is going to look like, but like, how can I be on the other side of like growing this thing with you?" And I remember being so nervous when that happened because, like, when do you take the leap? When do you know to hire? When do you know that that's the right time? And my friend Hunter recommended this book, Rocket Fuel. And basically, what the whole book is about is this relationship between a visionary and an integrator, and how
Yes.
every great company you know of, McDonald's, Walt Disney, like any brand you can think of, has this like face of the company, the visionary, but every single visionary has an integrator right behind the scenes. And it sounds like you are just like the integrator of all integrators. And I think it's a really special thing to be able to find that. And even like me hearing your story, hearing how you guys really did start from like such humble beginnings, just an apprentice at a salon and a receptionist, the fact that you even, I mean, it must just be your personality type, but could grow this with that, like her still being the vision and it not having to turn into a partnership or, I'm going to branch off or do my own things. What is your feedback on that and how you guys grew that relationship so beautifully? Because I know that that's not easy to do for years. It
Yeah,
takes the right kind of people.
it's we are very, and that gives me cold chills even too. I am so lucky to have a friend like Heather and a leader because we grew up together. I mean, we literally grew up together, and she is my longest friend, like literally my longest friend. And she's not even, she is my friend, but it's like she is my family. And I know that I think the thing for us is that there is an enormous amount of trust, respect, and communication, and just love for each other. Like, those are the four things. We can have difficult conversations with each other because I know at the root of anything that we talk about, there is trust, there is respect, and there is love. Even when we don't agree on something, or even if we have to have, because we've had some, it's not all, oh my God, best friends, we run a business together, blah, blah, blah. Like, we've had uncomfortable
You
conversations.
have to grow
Yes.
something to that. So how do you guys navigate those?
I think a lot of it is Heather and I are both very open to being wrong, very open to being wrong. And we're very good at having conversations out of curiosity rather than certainty. And so our egos are just, we don't bring our egos to the table with
Non-existent with
each
each other.
other. Yes.
Yeah.
And I just trust her. And I know, like you mentioned, the visionary and the integrator role. I know what she is good at, and she knows what I'm good at. And those are the lanes that we stay in. And are there things, yeah, that we need? There are several things that we get to
I'm
communicate on.
sure.
But I just know I don't want, and I think that is what has helped us too. I am so clear in what I want out of the role or the work that I'm doing in my life. And she is very clear on what she wants for hers. I don't want to be a visionary.
Yeah.
I would be a horrible visionary.
Yeah.
I love being the integrator, and
Getting the detail work done, putting all
that's
the
what I'm
pieces
good at.
together.
I wouldn't want to create my own business because the business that I would create, it would be exactly the company that Heather has created. So
Why not get
I'll make the
behind
other
something
one.
like that?
Yeah.
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 Wow, I love that so much, so much. And I think, yeah, it definitely takes a special person. And inside that book, there's a quiz you can take too. And I'm sure you would be very, very high on the integrator because it is hard for people to do that. And I am the opposite, not from an ego standpoint. I don't care if my face is on it, but I can see 5 years into the future so easily. But like the tiny little details that have to get me there, I'm just like, ugh, someone else do that. Like I can't be bothered. That's just not the fun part for me. That's not exciting. That doesn't get me up and moving every day. So I think the awareness of that is huge as well. So I love that so much. So when we were talking about some other kind of talking points and things that we wanted to go over in this podcast, you said mindset is like really big for you. Like what comes up for that? Is that obviously mindset in between like navigating this business together in coaching or what you run into with salon owners? Like what do you see overall? And like, I guess, what does that mean to you? And what do you feel passionate about like talking about around that?
Yeah, so for the mindset thing, so I'm 30, How old am I? I'm 31. I'm
I
like,
thought you were my age because you said when you were 16 you started a salon, and I was a couple of, yeah, I'm 31 as well.
yeah. So it's the amount of personal development, mindset, books, classes, master classes that I've taken over the last 12 years,
Yeah.
it blows my mind. And I think the mindset stuff really started when I was managing Heather's salon, kind of taking it back to my role managing as a 22-year-old who, I wasn't an idiot, but I like to say that. I was living with my parents. I
You
was living
were
with
learning. Yeah, you were
yeah.
young. No
Yes.
life experience yet. Yeah.
And there was a little bit of imposter. I mentioned this too before we talked, imposter syndrome of like, who am I to be able to sit down in one-on-one meetings with these
Yes.
stylists, some of who have been in the industry for, 8 to
As
10
long as you've been
years.
alive, sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So there was, that was the first time that I encountered like, oh, I need to do some work on this.
Yeah.
I need to
This
get back.
feels not inauthentic in some way. Yeah.
Yes. So that was like the first kind of thing that I was like, ooh, I need to get better. I need to get better at this. And then I started, Heather actually introduced this to me. We had a, she had a grad, she called it, she has a morning ritual. We both
Okay.
actually still have a morning ritual. And she was like, you need to do this. She's like, I know it's going to sound crazy, but just hear me out. Take 5 minutes. Cause I didn't have any kind of morning routine when I was 22.
You are speaking my language. I am all about a morning
Yeah. I was
ritual.
getting
So
up at
tell
like
me the
8 p.m.
details.
Yes. So she was like, go to Target, get a notebook. And she's like, when you wake up in the morning, write down, three things that you're thankful for right now. I am thankful for. And then she was like, and then write down two things that you're thankful for that haven't happened yet and just speak about them in a way
Into
that
existence,
they
yeah.
exist. And she's like, and then set a timer on your phone and meditate. And I'm like, meditate, because I had never done that before, like, so I started doing that and it changed my life. That was in 2000, and I started doing that in 2015. And I still have, I don't know if you can see back there, I have a journal and a pen on
Yep.
the table because almost every morning, I'm not going to say every morning because sometimes I don't, but
Totally. And isn't
that.
it so fun to flip through those like two gratitudes for the future? And like I do vision boards and I run a vision casting workshop every year. And it's wild the things that went on my vision board 4 or 5 years ago that seemed like, oh, Lisa, dream big. Like maybe one day that is like no big deal now. And I'm sure when you flip through those gratitudes for the future, you're like, how quickly they go from that section to the current
Yeah.
section is really cool. What are
Yeah.
some examples of that for you?
So moving to Houston was definitely one. So I obviously grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. So did Heather. And she moved to Houston in 2019. And I came down in 2020. And even before I moved to Houston, even before either of us moved here, I always wanted to move to Louisville. I didn't, I or move out of Louisville.
Out
I
of,
didn't know. For a long time, I thought it was going to be Nashville or somewhere out in
But it's
California.
that desire of like leaving your hometown. You have to get out. You have to experience the world.
Yes, but I had this vision in my head of me having this life in a city and where I had my own apartment and I would wake up in the morning and like make my coffee and go to the gym and I could literally see it clear as day. So then when Heather moved to Houston, I was here a lot, visiting her, and I just fell in love with the city, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was making good money, but it was going to be scary for me
Yeah,
to
make
leave.
that jump.
Yes, and pick up and go. Because by this time, I'm working for Pip full time, but we were
Yeah.
baby, and the company was so new. And I remember I came down to visit Heather in February of 2020, and I was reading the book. Oh my gosh, it's a Gabby Bernstein book, and I can't believe that I can't remember the name. It's the
Oh,
Blue.
the universe has your
It's
back.
that's it. That's it. It's the Blue and the
Okay.
Green. I was reading that at the time, and I had just come down for a visit because it was right before the rodeo started. It's cook-off weekend every, so I was down here for that. And she was like, let's just go look at apartments just for fun, just for you. And I'm
Let's
like,
get you
okay.
here.
We're touring. Well, we go into one and they have this insane like prorate deal. Sign your lease today and get like however, I think it was 3 months free. So my
Wow.
rent was like all the places that we were looking at were like $1,500. At this time, mind you, I'm paying like $900 a month for rent. And so that was almost
A
triple
big
what I was
jump,
paying.
yeah.
Yes. We found this apartment. And my rent was going to be like $1,100 and some change. So I was like, okay, I could do that. And Heather was like, all right,
Yeah.
let's do it. Go, let's put your security deposit down.
Wow.
And so I just did it. And
Oh.
I wasn't expecting to. It just felt right in the moment. And I remember her and I getting in the car, driving back to her
Had
apartment.
you like discussed with your family or anything,
No,
or you were
girl,
just
no,
like,
I no, and I'll tell you that part after this. So I'm
okay.
reading the Gabby Bernstein book. And I told Heather, I was like, oh my God, this is literally just like what Gabby said in her book.
Yeah.
She's like, when you take an action affirming towards the life that you want to live, the universe will catch up,
Chills. Yep.
right? And so for me, that was one of those pivotal moments of like, okay, I've said for years that I wanted to move. Here you go, universe.
Bring
This
it
is
on.
taking action. Let's get these wheels in motion. So that for me, that was a powerful mindset lesson for me as
Yeah.
well, because in that moment I was like, oh, I can be in, I don't like to say in control, because I believe that I'm creating my life with God, my creator.
Absolutely.
I'm in co-creation with him, but he needs me to also take action, and I can't just sit around
Absolutely.
and wait, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing for me of realizing like, oh,
Yeah.
I can make things happen. I just have to, you know, have faith and trust that things are going to work out. But yeah, girl, I got home that weekend, told my mom that I had signed a lease and I was moving in. And I was always a dreamer and,
Yeah.
you know, dropped out of college, like I said, four or five times. So every time
Yeah.
I would tell my mom something, she's like, okay, yeah, I'll see
She
it.
brushes it off.
I'll
Yeah.
see it when I believe it. And I was like, no, like I signed a lease. Like,
It's
here
done. I gotta
it
go. We gotta get a U-Haul, mom. It's
Yep.
time. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. And you said that was in 2020.
Yeah, the weekend before COVID. So I actually didn't move down to Houston until September.
So does Heather still own a salon, or it's all online now?
Yeah. So her salon, Neat Beat, is still in Louisville.
Amazing.
They will be 12. No, I think they turned 10 and they'll be 11 years old
And
in
she's just
October.
like, I mean, absentee is not the right word. I'm sure she's very
She runs
involved,
the
but from
salon
afar.
remote. Yeah, because she has
Wow.
leadership in place at the salon that is able to run
Amazing.
the day. She's very much still so the
Active.
visionary of that, but she has systems in place that allow her to run the salon. And that's a lot about what we teach in Rich Life CEO. Not that all salon owners want to move 1,000 miles away from their salon,
But
but
they'd probably love to have the option where a vacation doesn't feel
or
scary
yeah, go to
anymore.
Italy for 2 weeks. Or hey, maybe
Yeah.
work in the salon 2 days a week and work from home the rest of the time. And so Heather's is definitely the extreme case, but that's a lot about what we teach in the
That's
program.
who should be teaching that, though. Yeah, if I
Yeah.
can pull this off, then you can pull off a much smaller version of that. Okay, sounds like the perfect kind of flow into that. So you said it first it was all hairstylists. You guys have really kind of niched down, it sounds like, to just salon owners, just commissioned salon owners and hourly salon owners. It sounds like, what does the program look like if my listeners were tuning in and they're like, ooh, this sounds like something I would be interested in?
Yeah, for sure. So we work with salon owners who have at least three stylists on their
Okay.
team, W2, doing a pretty good, a solid amount of revenue already. So like $20,000 to $25,000 a month, who are wanting to grow their monthly revenue, grow their profit, and then help their team make more money. Because I think the thing with a lot of salon owners right now, well, forever, not even just
Yeah.
right now, like in
Yeah.
the history of our industry, the overhead is just so high. And traditionally, people will say, if you want to make money, don't open a salon because you're not going to make money. But it's like, that's so stupid. And it really,
Yeah.
honestly, and it's, I get so passionate about it, it pisses me off, honestly,
I
because
mean, understandably so.
that's the
And I
broken
get it.
thing,
I,
number
from all the
one.
salon owners I know, and like that's why I've gone the direction I've gone with like online business rather than salon ownership, because there was moments where I was thinking about, is that the what I want to go? Like, what do I want to do? And it does seem so stressful, but at the same time, like, I don't blame you for getting pissed off, because like, no fucking way. If there's a will, there's a way. There's no way you can tell me I'm gonna get 5, 10, 15 people behind me and it can't be profitable.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
That's
because
crazy.
it doesn't make sense to me in my head.
No.
And the only
Why
reason
can
it
every
makes
other
sense.
business scale, but for some reason we have this curse on our industry? Yeah.
Yes. And a
No.
lot of it, I think, is because this industry, and I say this with love, just broken, I don't want to say broken. Money mindset is not a strength of the hair
It's
industry.
not.
It's getting a lot
It
better,
is.
but it's a thing. of hairstylists don't make money, salon owners. It's like, why? Why not? If we just haven't had the education to teach salon owners, even hairstylists that are in
For
suites,
sure.
it's the same thing, just on a larger
It's
scale.
such a scalable business.
And so that's what we do is we teach them, these are the systems that you need to have in place in order to run your business like a business. This is what you need to be focusing on. This is what your team gets to be focusing on. This is how you're going to scale and grow in whatever that looks like. So we're very passionate about none of our program is not cookie cutter like at
Yeah, not one size fits all.
all. No, because we work with so many different types of salons and trying to fit a circle in a square isn't going to work. And there's so many great coaching programs out there for salon owners, but and really all of them cater to a very specific type of person, which I think is great. Sometimes a very rigid system is what needs to happen
For sure.
for somebody maybe that doesn't have any system set up. It's like, all right, start with that,
Yeah.
before you come to us, it's more so like, let's take a look at
Let's
what's
get creative. Yeah.
What does your team? We're very big on the team and making sure that they are enrolled, that they're bought in. And that kind of ties a little bit back into Heather and I, because her and I work so well together. She's the visionary, I'm the integrator. I don't want to go start my own business because I just would rather work for her because she's created this company culture that I
Why
am
would you
obsessed
want
with and I treat it like it's my own business.
to
And so that is what salon owners need to create for their team is
leave
create a company that is so incredible that the vision is so clear that you
Why
attract
would someone start their own vision when this one's so good?
when you can just work with this one and help build this one and be taken care of, be respected, have your fulfillment from your financial and that work-life balance and just make it work,
Yep, that's so inspiring. I love that so much. So we will, and then is it a course? Is it a membership? Like, what is the flow of that?
So it's a 12-month program. So everything is we work with you for a year. Everything is online. The material that they go through is online, and then they get paired with a one-on-one professor. So that's what we call the coaches in our program. There are six of them. So we kind of niche down into like right now we're working with 49 salons in our year one
Amazing.
program. So we break that down into kind of smaller groups. So you're going through the course material, learning everything, going through all of the modules, but then you have a one-on-one professor who you have monthly one-on-one calls with. We use
Incredible.
a communication platform called Slack that they have 24/7 access to ask questions, to connect with the other salon owners in the program too. So
Sweet.
that's how it
Love
works.
it. Love it so much. So good. Okay, well, so I'll make sure I have all the links and all the information for that. Okay, before we like wrap up, now that I'm getting to know you, Sam, and I feel like we could do so many of these, I would also love to have Heather on. I would love to get to know her as well. So I don't know if you can make that happen too. But now, like knowing who you are, knowing how you feel about like personal growth development, things like that, I'd love to know either what book you're reading right now, what book you just wrapped up, and maybe the all-time, like which one has changed your life the most.
Okay, so that's really funny that you asked that because I'm reading Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros.
What is that, fiction?
Oh, girl, yes.
Yeah.
It
I
is
feel like
like,
there's definitely a shift. I have not jumped on board with that yet with all the
oh.
novels, but a lot of people, it was like a couple years ago, we were like nonfiction. A lot of people are getting into the smut right now.
Yes, I'm definitely into this, but it's funny because I haven't read a not like a fiction book in years and years and years and years and years and years. And then I just got into like the Court of Thorn and Roses and like all of the Sarah J. Maas books. So that's to in full transparency, that is the book I'm currently
Love the
reading.
realness.
But I think my favorite personal development book, I have two. One, I'll give you three because one is a little bit difficult to read. So the first one is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Have you heard of that?
Yep, I read it. It's so good, and it is tough to get. It's very dense.
Yeah, if somebody listens to it, I would recommend getting the hard copy and then also listening to it on audio because it just makes it, because
It's
the book
good
has
though.
all of those illustrations in it, but good to hear it. So that book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. There is another book called Failing Forward. And I don't know.
I've never read that one. We can look that up though. That's easy.
I think it might be John C. Maxwell, but I don't want to say that. The book is called Failing Forward. And then the last book is called The Mastery of Love. Excuse me, Mastery of Love by, I think his name is Don Miguel Ruiz. Have you heard of The Four Agreements?
Yep, I've read that.
Same
Fire.
author.
Awesome.
Lisa, it's
The
the
Mastery of Love.
Love is the most incredible book, like for
Wow.
relationships, but all really, like any, like
Just
literally.
leading life with love.
Oh my gosh. And like your relationship with yourself and how you
Ooh.
show up in the world, like as who you are, that book, that probably is like my,
Number one.
oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes.
Well, I'm so happy that two out of the three I do not know of. So I love when I think to ask that question because, granted, my to read list is endless. It will never end. There's so many on there, but I'm always, if I get enough like winks in that direction, I'll be like, okay, it's time to pick that one up. And I've never heard of either of those that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So I will definitely add those to my list. Thank you so much for sharing
Of
that.
course.
Awesome. Anything else on your heart right now, Sam? Anything else you want to share before we wrap up?
No, I think that we covered a lot of it, and I would love to talk to you again. I love doing podcasts like this, and you are an incredible host. So I love when everything is just
Good.
so
Thank you.
organic and flows. So I
Yeah,
appreciate
we'll
it.
definitely have to stay in touch. I was saying this to Sam before we hit record, and I said this even with Anna. I feel like our industry has these like little pockets, like this crew of education and this crew of education. And I'm so grateful that through this podcast, I'm starting to like intermingle my web with these other people that like I've heard of them, but I've been so deep in one world that it's really cool to just like hear what other people are doing and the breakthroughs that are almost happening simultaneously in two very different, worlds. But all with the same kind of intention behind it and love behind it. And I think we're, now years out from when all these like digital platforms started to be created, it's really cool to just see like what impact has been made in our industry. So I just want to like commend you and Heather and
Thank
the whole
you.
team for what you guys are doing. And it's been so great to connect with you. And we will definitely have to stay in touch.
Awesome, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. I will have everything we talked about linked in the show notes. And I will see you guys on my next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Before we wrap up, I've got some exciting news to share. My brand new course, Mindset to Magic, is finally here. This isn't just any course, it's a proven roadmap for transformation, combining personal development with explosive business growth. Through the seven transformative pillars, from embracing an abundance mindset to unlocking big magic in your life, we'll journey together towards your wildest dreams. If you've been enjoying this podcast, you are going to love this course. Click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to welcome you into Mindset to Magic.